Preston, fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who is working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News. More violence in New York's Times Square.
Police say a 17-year-old who they believe is a migrant from Nicaragua was chased down by a large group of people and stabbed near a migrant shelter. The 17-year-old was stabbed in the back. 2 hours later, another person was attacked, a 28-year-old man who police believe is from the area. Police say he was punched and kicked in the head and face outside the Hard Rock Cafe at 43rd and Broadway.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. In the stabbing of the 17-year-old, seven people have been arrested. Police believe they are all migrants. Starting next year, sales of gasoline blended with ethanol will be expanding in several Midwestern states. That decision now official from the EPA. Right now, sales of E15 gasoline restricted during the summer months over environmental concerns. And a Guinness World Record stripped. Officials at Guinness now say there isn't enough evidence to back up claims that the oldest dog in the world, a Portuguese guard dog who died last year at 31, was truly that old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first-place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball, catcher, and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now after failing his team physical. He suffered a right wrist injury during an off off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
Is a guy that grew up loving football. It's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We'll do it live! F*** it!
John and Gordy on the radio. 92.7 is the place to go.
There's a fish in the percolator.
Good morning.
Hey.
It is 32 degrees, highs today near 40. It's a beautiful day in the city. Sun is up over Madison, and it's looking gorgeous there. And we might get some snow tonight.
And this is our Mad Pad right here, WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. And we were talking about Eric Hovde. Yeah. He's a billionaire, and he doesn't give a rat's ass about anybody.
Okay.
He take as many vacations as he wants. How long he takes on those vacations is up to him. But, of course, he supports raising the retirement age to 72 years old.
That's what he wants.
He wants to take vacations and enjoying life and retirement away from the hardworking individuals out there. He's a real blue-collar guy. He's working for us, folks. Mm-hmm. And let's go to the phones right now. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? The man was just talking about his houses in foreign countries, other far-flung places, and his, the joy he feels going there and how he feels about those people when he's there. And it just... It just is for the retirement age. It's just, I worked in an office till I retired, and that was something different. But for somebody who works a physical job, I mean, your body's going to get worn out by the time you hit that age. I mean, it is just, no enjoyment at all. I shouldn't enjoy any retirement at all. And it just, what amazes me is that these guys, a lot of them wear the Christianity on their, that right out there in the open. But I mean, all the warnings and at least from what I've been reading, my readings of the Bible, is that your wealth is not supposed to be really accumulated here on earth. It's supposed to be in heaven, and that Jesus oftentimes spoke of that. Well, you got your wealth when you're here on earth. You're not going to get it when you're in heaven.
One thing I want to clear up is these homes all over the world. Actually, these are Hovde homes. And they take children in to protect them, homeless children, I believe. There's not a lot of information on that. So we kind of had it wrong. A lot of media outlets actually had to do a mea culpa on that because we all got it wrong. We misinterpreted what he was talking about. These are homes to protect children, and they're all around the world. And there's no or very little information in regards to that. So, he's doing that. But at the same time, taking away our retirement, all right? That's the problem.
But he's making sure we all know about it now. And
yes.
aggrandizing yeah. himself and telling us that this is all this. That not being like the widow's mite and dropping in very quietly and just let his work speak for itself rather than, look what I do, look what I do, yeah. look what I do, look what I do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, taking away from people who have worked, you know, as
yeah.
both of you guys are the same age, roughly the same age I am, that say, well, you don't deserve a chance to retire as he could. He could just drop it any time and just enjoy the rest of his life and live off interest and not pay any interest,
you know, getting
taxes on it.
Getting the amount that we do get now, or I'm getting right now, we were thinking maybe getting another job, you know, supplement that.
Sure.
Make life a little bit easier for us. But if we didn't have Social Security, that would be incredible. We'd still be working. We'd have to work. And working till 72 years old, which is outrageous and ridiculous. I can't wrap my head around raising the age to 72. All right, Mark.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's sad. I mean, I deal with post chemotherapy neuropathy right now, so I have my hands are a little numb and my
yes.
feet are numb and
yes.
couldn't do it. But that maybe if I didn't, I'd take another job because I see work in a grocery store or something and talk to people and. But
a lot of people don't have the mobility at that age.
Yeah.
You know, they lost some of their mobility. They can't do a lot of traveling. This is cold and ruthless, if it's anything. All right, Mark. Well, thanks for giving us a call.
Yeah, thanks,
brothers. We've got Joe on the other line. Let's go to Joe. Welcome to the morning show.
Well, Mr. Hovde, I think, is going to be providing us with some interesting perspectives as we go forward. I do love the idea of this California banker seeking to have a Senate seat out of Wisconsin. I mean, why don't you run for Senate in California?
Right.
You know, that's where your business is. He admitted in a closed-door GOP event that his main business is the California bank he owns in Orange County.
Yep.
And it's a $2.8 billion California bank, and he's the owner and CEO. And apparently he's been such a big part of the Orange County, California community that he was named one of the most influential people in Orange County 3 years in a row.
There you go.
Why
there you
run
go.
California?
Right,
you
exactly.
Know, he's a crime outlaw.
Right.
What do you know about us here?
He's influential.
And I think, in terms of the Social Security and Medicare, I mean, this has been a long campaign by the Republicans because they want to privatize it.
Yep.
They want the money.
Right.
And anybody who says, oh, Social Security is failing, you know, it's a terrible thing and, you know, it's not going to last, just raise the cap. I think the cap now on income is $167,000, something like that. Well, gee, Mr. Hovde could be paying a whole lot more into Social Security if he were taxed at the same amount that we ordinary people are taxed at.
Right.
And I think the idea, the arrogance of people who sit at a desk for a job, talk about raising the retirement age to 72, get on a roof sometime. Spend a day with a painter.
Right.
I tell you what, get in the seat with a long distance trucker and see how your back feels at the end of a 10-hour shift when
right.
you're driving. I mean, this people use their bodies for work, and it's not just people in the trades. I mean, for example, surgeons standing up and doing operations. That it's hard. Many people use their bodies as part of their jobs across the spectrum, across pay raises or pay scale. So I think the idea of this banker deciding when we have retirement is really, it's comical and pathetic.
It is pathetic. You know, I did a little research on this. You know, 72 years old, I did research on this. In 2021, life expectancy for Native Americans was 65 years old. So they don't get a retirement.
Right.
The black Americans, 71 is the life expectancy.
Yeah.
So they don't get a retirement. White Americans, 76, so you get a few years there, maybe. For Hispanic Americans, 78%, 84% for Asian Americans.
80.
And that's according to the research. So,
80 years, you mean?
Some,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Is that the life expectancy?
Well,
84 years old is the life expectancy for Asian Americans,
okay.
and 78% for Hispanic Americans. So what we're looking at here is just taking retirement away from a lot of people.
Right.
But it sounds so good. You know, 72, life expectancy, people are living longer. Yes, let's take away their retirement. They can enjoy life. with the money they've saved and maybe get a little Social Security to supplement their vacations or getting away from it all or spending it with their relatives. No, we don't want that.
Just paying bills.
Yeah, just paying bills. Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Just surviving. There are many people who it is it is the supplement that allows them to survive and not be bunking with their kids. I think the rejoinder for people who want to get rid of Social Security is get ready for mom and dad to be living with you, because without that money, that's what's going to happen.
Thanks, guys. All right. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah.
It's... Hubby's a disaster. This is the way they think. Hubby represents the Republican Party, the MAGA part of the party, and this is how they think. They don't think about the blue collar workers. They're not out there, fighting for the blue collar individuals. They don't know what it's like to work. For Hubby, his hard day is worrying about his little speech before the board is going to work out and if they'll like it or not. That's his tough day at work. This is just tragic. What do we got,
Sam?
I'm seeing a lot of movement here.
Well, I don't know. I can jump in for a sec.
Sure.
I feel like when Social Security was first instituted way back in late 30s, economically, a lot of people were in similar-ish situations. We're not in a depression, obviously, right now, but a lot of old people then didn't have savings. A lot of old people now don't have savings. And there was a weird period in the mid to late 20th century, I feel like, where there were a lot of people who worked the same job their entire life, and they had pensions and retirement from those jobs that, in addition to Social Security, made their retirement very, very fulfilling and good.
Sure.
And nowadays, I see less and less people working the same job their entire life who have these really good retirement packages and benefits through their jobs.
Right.
And when they are left with just Social Security, like Joe and you guys have said, it is a safety net. It's a bare minimum.
Right.
And taking that away would put people back on the streets in shacks like they were back in the 1930s.
Yeah, that's the end result right there. Well, thank you.
Back then, too, a lot of older folks lived with their families, still with their younger generations, their kids, they'd be living with their families.
It's outrageous. I've got a track here. I have this whole thing on Eric Hovde. It's going to go beyond how much time we have in this break, but I do want to play this cut from Eric Hovde. Check it out. It's 3:30. And this is what he is challenging the Democrats with.
Now, if I may address Senator Baldwin. For the last 9 months, you and your Democratic allies have been playing a lot of silly games.
No.
Sending protesters to my house, making up lies, playing a lot of dirty tactics. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to stoop to that level. I don't believe in the politics of personal destruction. That is what has helped put our country in the position we are today. But what I will do is I will hold you accountable for your track record and your performance over 25 years in the U.S. Senate and Congress.
All right.
And where our country has failed over that time.
All right.
And for all your votes that has left this country riddled in debt, that is impacting my children and my grandchildren and everybody in this country's children and grandchildren. That I will hold you.
All right. Well, thank you. Eric will take that challenge. I think you made a big mistake by not researching anything that you've said there. First of all, politics of personal destruction, haven't heard that in 20 years. So nice. You might want to pick up on the current lingo. Not only that, but we're going to take a look at that record that the Democrats have over the last 25 years and compare it to the Republican record over the last 25 years. And I'd like to remind you, $8 trillion was added to the national debt by the Republicans.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Remember AM?
Yeah.
I do. I've been on a few AM radio stations, WAUK and Waukesha, by the way, my first big radio job.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Huh? Yeah.
We've got sunshine on this Friday, 32 degrees, highs in the low 40s coming up in a little while. Rocker stopping in to tell us what's happening on Max Inc. Radio this weekend.
We're on the subject of Eric Hovde. Now, he promises to hold Democrats accountable for their track record over the last 25 years. So I put a little bit of a thing together here. Let's compare that. Let's see what happened, okay? Let's see here. George W. Bush administration policies directly contributed to the Great Recession. Remember that? You know, my mega friend in Milwaukee does not remember the Great Recession at all. How convenient. By the way, which reduced earnings for a generation of workers, led to years of widespread unemployment, and caused an unprecedented decline in wealth. President Bush left office with just 1.4 million jobs added across his presidency, and an unemployment rate of 7.8%, nearly double what it was when he entered office. Well, then, of course, in the Democrats, let's compare their record in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Inheriting the Great Recession from Bush, President Obama handed Trump the longest continuous run of job creation under a single president in modern U.S. history. During 76 consecutive months, 15 million jobs were created, which, by the way, Trump liked to take credit for. The unemployment rate was cut from 10% near the height of the Great Recession in October of 2009 to 4.7% in January 2017. In fact, Eric, Republican Trump became the first president to oversee a net job loss during his single term in office, and was the first president since World War II to oversee net job losses during his term.
Yeah.
Even before COVID, job growth under Trump had slowed. He left office with 2.6 million fewer Americans employed than when he was sworn in. And now the U.S. economy is experiencing record job growth since President Biden took office. As for democratically spent money that wasted a lot of federal dollars, well, how is that working out for you? Huh? Eric, you got to do a little homework on this. Thanks for holding us accountable, though. It gave us an opportunity to boast a little bit. Right?
John, we got another call on the line here. Right. Dick is checking in from Madison. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. The other thing, too, that huge corporate tax cut during the Trump years, you know, the cost of doing business for these people like him, suddenly, you know, a lot of people are, you know, we don't need them.
Right.
And another question I got for you guys is, why is Wisconsin seem to be a state now that just can't find anybody but carpetbaggers to run for governor and for this Senate seat?
Right.
I mean, Michaels was basically a carpetbagger himself.
Exactly.
And he didn't live here. And then he's made a lot of his fortune. I have a nephew who lives in Racine. And my goodness, he made a lot of money down there on what, Foxconn?
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Both these guys, somebody from the state, maybe, that's a permanent resident.
Right.
Might be a novel idea.
Well, they don't have anything. They don't have anyone that could possibly win a governorship, especially Robin Voss, who's, oh, he's not going to do that because he knows he can't win. 17% approval rating for him.
Wow.
Not good.
No.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Dick.
Most recently, President Biden has overseen 5.7% real GDP growth, the highest annual economic growth rate since 1984, and the creation of 7.4 million jobs. The U.S. continues to lead the world after pandemic recovery. Policies like the American Rescue Plan help lead the way to a much quicker recovery. That's why it was a little bit slower recovery during Obama, mm-hmm. because they didn't give him the stimulus that he needed to make it a little bit faster. But anyway, it worked, and it was a continual climb. And you might want to even check the charts in regards to the economy improving under Trump. When he had the tax cut for the wealthy, the mm-hmm. Trump tax cut, there's no blip. It just kept going up. So it really didn't have any effect on you and me or what we were doing or how we contributed to the economy.
No.
It only went to the wealthy who, you know, just bought more stocks. That's all. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's capitalism. It's late-stage capitalism, and that's what we have to blame.
Okay.
But Eric Hovde, thank you for bringing all of this to the fore, okay?
Well, he's just getting started with his campaign, you know, so he's trotting out these ideas, you know, he's just workshopping it as he goes. We'll see what this gets me, and I'll catch the reaction. Eventually, I'll get out there on the ground, talk to some of the people out in Wisconsin. Where's my plane ticket?
He can
Where
make
am
a
I
few,
going?
He can still make a few improvements, right?
Yeah, sure. he's just tweaking.
Well, you know, the Republicans are having a hard time trying to appeal to a broader base. And mm-hmm. I thought this is a cut that's been making the rounds, and it is just jaw-dropping. It's 341.
Okay.
And that's the number of the track. Yeah, this is
the
mega racists. They're not hiding it anymore. This is a little cut from Fox News. Take it away.
Even the sneaker thing. I was on social media last night. Very interesting. As you see black support eroding from Joe Biden, this is connecting with black America because they love sneakers. They're into sneakers.
Oh,
they love
God.
This is a big deal, certainly in the inner city. So when you have Trump roll out his sneaker line, they're like, wait a minute, this is cool. He's reaching them on a level that defies and is above politics.
Oh.
The culture always trumps politics. And Trump understands culture like no politician I've ever seen.
Question for you on that point, though.
Yeah.
Will
the
people that are excited about the sneakers and excited about Donald Trump, will that translate into them going out and voting for Donald Trump?
Look, anybody willing to put $400 down for a pair of sneakers? Yeah, I think that's commitment and love. It's something. It's affection.
Well, you've just got to imagine that, right?
What has this come to? It's so bizarre.
I know.
Unreal.
It's just, when I saw that, I stood up from my chair. I couldn't even believe it. But what? It just came right out and said it. Yeah. Let's, you know,
mm-hmm.
shiny gold sneakers.
Yeah, it's in touch with the culture. Okay.
Yeah,
I think I'll get me some shiny gold sneakers.
Kind of a, you know, character view of the neighborhood, so to speak. Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, we have some more tickets to give away for the Life and Music of George Michael, which is happening tomorrow night at the Overture, right across the way here. If you would like to win those tickets, it's easy to do. Call us or text us right now, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Talk 8255. I am talking. Oh, you're talking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. 8255 spells talk.
It
right?
does. It
okay.
does.
Right,
let's
a,
see. We're trying to get
we
clever
it out
here
that way.
For
yeah.
the, it's a new number, and we want people to get used to using it. Of course, you can use the Civic Media app too to get a hold of us
That's
without
right.
even remembering the damn number.
Okay. It is coming up on 7:29. Beautiful sunshine. Look at the outside.
I know,
there
this
on
is
State
fantastic,
Street.
Isn't
there.
It?
Everybody's out there enjoying it.
Right.
It's going to be up to about 40 today. Coming up right around the corner. Rocker will join us to tell us what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend on the John and Gordy Show.
She said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the street.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's estimated that about 84% of Wisconsinites enjoy a fish fry at least a couple times a year. 42% say they go about once a month. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And one of the most popular fish for that fry, yellow perch. A fish that was plentiful in Wisconsin at one time. Tammy Paoli, DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, explains our history with yellow perch.
So yellow perch have a history going back for decades where for Friday night fish fries, this was the prime fish that people were interested in eating. And Green Bay is unique in that it supports the last remaining state-licensed commercial fishery for yellow perch in Lake Michigan. There is some tribal harvest that occurs in the northern part of the lake on the Michigan side, but Green Bay itself is the last state-run commercial fishery for yellow perch. And this is because we support a population of yellow perch where we have plenty of perch to go around for both the commercial industry and for sport anglers in Green Bay.
Tammy Paoli, the DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, she said if you're wondering about the origin of the yellow perch on your plate tonight, bear in mind, Wisconsin's remaining commercial fishery harvests about 100,000 pounds of yellow perch every year, primarily circulated in the Green Bay area. The rest of the yellow perch probably coming from Lake Erie, where they harvest about 6.5 million pounds of perch every year.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at BioDenseVet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And a week from today, we'll learn the identity of the 6 finalists that would like to become our next Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will make the announcement and introductions at Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor next Friday. Remember, Door County will be hosting the final phase of interviews May 2nd through the 4th. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
You a part of the problem. You a part of the problem.
On Wisconsin. On Wisconsin. Plunge right through that line. Run the ball clear down the field.
7:34 Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, a Friday morning, and welcome back to the John and Gordy Show. Rocker joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys? Thanks hey, for having
are,
me on again.
To have you here. You are happening.
Wow.
We came in with On Wisconsin.
That's right. You know, well, I'm going to tell you about what's going on in Max Sync Radio this weekend. And that band we just listened to, a little snippet of On Wisconsin, is going to be performing live right here in the studio Saturday night.
All right.
Max Sync Radio, we're a local music from Wisconsin-based artists, and we have interviews and live performances in the Lair. We're broadcast statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. And so, yeah, we have M. Shays premiering a new single this weekend. She's a local artist, kind of a, we'll hear a song from her in a minute. We have the Whammy Vice President, Ron Books.
Oh,
He'll be telling us about what's going on with Whammy, and I have a little info on that.
Okay.
And Make Music Madison Director, Mary Rose Eckberg. And we'll hear a little bit more about that. But right now, let's get back to the UW Mad Hatters.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Or actually, we're going to, I'm sorry.
Is that who we were just listening to?
That was who we were listening to. Right. And we're going to get back to that. I'm sorry. Let's get into some music. We're going to start with Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Now, Kyle Megna is going to be playing Sunday, March 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Red Rooster over on Seaford Road. Mm-hmm. It's a seven-piece band from Appleton. They played Atwood Fest last year. They're regulars at the Mile of Music. And one of the guitar players, Aaron Zeppelin, he's actually a Madisonian, and they have won Whammy Awards for Alternative Rock, Artist of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. This is Kyle Megna.
Wait, the guy's last name is Zeppelin?
Aaron Zeppelin. Yep.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, that's him. Aaron Zeppelin.
Mr. Zeppelin?
Yep.
Wow. There it is. That's the band's name.
Wow. Okay.
Well, and what's the name of the group again?
It's called Kyle Megna and the Monsoons.
What's the monsoon thing doing in Appleton?
They're pretty close to the lake up there.
I guess the monsoons.
They get big storms. Have you ever seen Oshkosh? I've seen that flood up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, of course, monsoons. All right.
What's the name of this cut?
This song is called Alive Again.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All
right. My thoughts, all my dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it now.
Wow, I love the horns in that. My God.
Those are the monsoon horns.
Okay.
Oh, they are.
See, it all makes perfect sense.
It's like a big wave rolling over you. I understand this now. This
you got to come to these things slowly, right?
You really have. That is a good song.
That really
is. That sounds reminds me a little bit of Sigmund Snowpack, if anybody remembers that.
Oh, of course. Thank God this isn't Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a good cut. What do you got?
Hey, let's talk about summer for a second. Make Music Madison. We're going to be talking to Mary Rose Eckberg, the director, this weekend. And she's going to be talking about Make Music Madison, which is a local music festival. It's actually worldwide.
Okay.
But right here in Madison. And so Make Music Madison, they get permits so that bands or venues can set up outside. And so then there's live music all over the city. Last year, there was almost 700 different music shows all over the city. They're all free.
Wow. Okay.
And so this is a wonderful festival, and she's going to be in talking about it.
Okay.
Right. It happens June 21st, by the way, every year. So that's why I said, hey, let's start talking about summer. And people have concerts like in their backyard, in their front yard, around every corner. We actually had a stage right here outside of the studio last year, and we'll be doing that again.
Yeah, that'd be great. You're saying this happens all over the city, right?
Yeah.
There's no relief. You know, if you're going to scream out your door or window and say, turn down that music, you can't because it's all over town.
It's a good thing.
It's a loud city.
Hey, you guys know.
I'm hallucinating.
Where are you going with this? All right. What else?
You guys know. Way too much coffee, man. I'm hallucinating.
You are. I know.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Okay.
Beth Keeley. You guys know Beth Keeley, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All
she's
right.
Well, great. She's got a great new book out, right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. You know what else she does? She does Girls Rock Camp.
Right, yeah.
Oh. Well, then Girls Rock Camp, right? It's for the young girls. But now they do Ladies Rock Camp.
Okay.
Well, Ladies Rock Camp is coming up. The showcase is going to be this weekend, Sunday, February 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. Ooh. That's over at the High Noon Saloon on East Washington. Nice. And so that's where ladies... Not the young girls, the ladies get to learn to play an instrument, form bands, write songs, and perform in front of an audience.
And she's been doing this for like 12 years with the Girls Rock Camp.
Right. It's been going on for a long time.
This sounds really good.
I'd kind of pull one of Beth's songs out of the closet.
Yes.
This is Beth Keeley. This is Radio.
Okay.
Talking trash, sweet smile, an evil laugh, and all the bad moves to catch your eye. All the vultures descend, another perfect specimen. She's green, but oh so brave. Such a sad, sad scene. But I still wanna believe. Radio is alive.
Beth Keeley, rocking it.
Yeah, I love
her. And her band. That's an awesome band. Her husband plays drums.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I could have asked you, but I guess, you know.
And it's a family band.
A relative.
Yeah. And she's got a solo thing going, and she's also in Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets.
Yes.
She's
busy, busy.
Oh, yeah. She plays. She is an amazing person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk Whammy. We're going to be talking to Ron Books. He's the vice president of Whammy, and Whammy is coming up. For those of you who don't know, that's the Wisconsin area music industry, and they have an award ceremony every year and do statewide awards. And so Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio have partnered with Whammy and Guitars for Vets, who are very big, with Whammy as well for the Whammy Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening. I'm telling people early. Okay. So it's May 18th and 19th.
Yeah.
But the
calendar.
Award ceremony is happening May 19th at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay.
Okay.
So you need to kind of start acting now if you want to go to this. It's great. The award ceremony, Max Inc. Radio will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on the red carpet. We're going to be presenting awards.
Nice.
And even nicer is WGBW. Up in Green Bay is involved.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing Max Inc. Radio Show that Saturday night, May 18th, from Green Bay.
Nice.
And
that's
gonna be,
really great.
There's going to be a couple stages outside. They're going to have bands at all the stages. It's really going to be an amazing Whammy Weekend.
What's the date on that again?
May 18th and 19th. So you can go to Whammy, WAMI.org.
Mm-hmm.
Voting's open now.
Okay.
You can vote for my band, Ironplow. We're up for an award, and so is Max Inc. Radio.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Good to know.
All right.
Definitely
so, hey, let's talk about the UW Mad Hatters.
Please.
We opened with them. You know, they're founded in 1997 in Madison, and they're the oldest a cappella group at the University of Wisconsin. They're easily identified by their trademark red jackets and their goofy antics and musical talent. They've even sung in front of the White House for President Obama, and for Governor Tony Evers, and even at Lambeau Field. So they're going to be live. It's a 14-piece.
Wow.
Yeah. A 14-piece a cappella with four beatboxers. And they're going to be right here in this studio. It's going to be pretty amazing.
That'll be fun.
They're going to be headed to Nashville in April to sing with the Vanderbilt Metalors in concert. And their upcoming show here in Madison is going to be April 26th at the Masonic Center. So you can find them at madhattersuw.org. Mm-hmm. Let's hear one of the songs they'll be performing on Saturday night. This is UW Mad Hatters.
All right.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, running down the avenue. See how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey, you with the pretty face, welcome to the human race.
Love the harmony there. Wow, yeah. What a great vocal.
Pretty clean.
The Mad
it?
Hatters.
Yeah, love that.
The UW Mad Hatters. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. It's going to be a challenge to mix all those people, but we had some local studios, spaceship.tv lent us these like killer microphones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to set them out here in the lounge and set up this array of microphones and, you know, put them right live on the radio. This will be their first radio broadcast.
Excellent.
Wow, cool.
It's going to be pretty neat. Meggie Shays, she's got a brand new song she's going to be premiering. She is like a atmospheric indie piano folk rock based here in Madison. Mm-hmm. Meggie Shays is, she has twin brothers, actually, who are in a band, The Earthlings. And she's an audio engineer over at Audio for the Arts, the Burr Oak.
Okay.
And her single release party is coming up with Ray and Dana Perry Friday, March 8th. At 9 p.m. at the Harmony Bar and Grill here in Madison. And right now, we could listen to a little clip from her song.
Sure.
This is going to be premiering tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio. This is Middle of Nowhere.
All right.
Except there's a weird noise in the background. Oh, that was you. Can't you blow your nose some other time, Peterson?
The mics were off. You know. What am I supposed to do?
The mics.
You know, I had a little cough drop in my mouth earlier.
No, she noticed that.
I know. I thought now you're blowing your nose. I mean, come on.
I thought it was one of the beatboxers, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
You never know. It might catch on.
Okay. We only got less than a minute here, Rock.
Okay. Hey, I'm just going to quick pull something out of Rocker's Closet.
Okay.
This is Universal Soul Ensemble, a great funk band that was like way back around year 2000.
Okay.
Featured Joe Neeson, who is the guitarist of Rare Element, and Joey B. Banks on drums, who we're going to have right here on the John and Gordy Show coming up in April. Excellent. Because he plays with the Funky JBs, Steely Dan, and VO5. Let's listen to it and roll out.
This is
Universal Soul Ensemble.
Great. All right.
Hey, hey, can you make my mind feel better? I said, hey,
hey,
can you make this dance feel hotter? Come on, come on, come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Paint myself a picture, someplace I can hide. Kiss the moon, blue water.
Beautiful.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Take this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
Mad Radio. WMDX. It is the mad pad today, yeah, isn't it?
John and Gordy and Rocker.
It is.
Telling us what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
Yeah, you know, he's got his closet. I got my closet of music as well.
Yeah, right. Oh, I love looking in other people's closets. I mean, the stuff you find in there, yeah, crazy.
Be careful.
I blew the dust off of this one, but okay. It's a local band, and I knew some of the members and the announcer, Ken Hartenstein, who used to work at WMAD.
Remember Ken?
He kind of promoted this group. It's Ivory Library.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Let's check out Ivory Library here.
Okay.
Ivory Library.
90s.
Yeah, exactly.
90s band. They're another one of those bands that were, you know, received some, you know, national recognition and kind of were just starting to break the ether. But, you know, like, I think Madison is an interesting place where that happens a lot because we just really pay attention to original music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're not a cover band city.
Yeah, right.
And so these original bands really get to have followings and get people and really put their music out there. And they kind of start to break the ether. But unfortunately, usually once you start to break the ether and you're in Madison, you're like, maybe I should go to L.A. or Nashville or New York.
Right.
Like, I should go where it's big. Yeah. And then, boom, you know what I mean? And then they're back in Madison, and we love them.
we do. It's such a great song. I was really surprised the radio in this town didn't pick up on that tune. It was a great song. And, you know, Ken and Dana West was out at WMAD as well. And,
yeah, Ken Hartenstein, Dana West.
And they became a couple and now have a older son.
Yeah.
Taller.
Yeah, they were both DJs at the old MAD. Yeah. And, I think they live over in near Milwaukee.
They are in Milwaukee. So, yeah. Right. Yep.
Yeah. And they got a radio thing going on, too. I'm not sure
what. Do they?
Yeah. Well, that's, anyway, that's Rocker, good. Let's recap what you got going on this weekend.
Max Inc. Radio this Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight, and we're going to have live music and interviews and, of course, live music in the lair with the UW Mad Hatters.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking to Ron Books, VP of Whammy. We'll be talking to Meggie Shays and her new single, and we'll be talking to Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison.
It's always a fun time, and you have good munchies here too. By
the
way, when we were here, it was a great time. It's like a little
and good drinks,
good excellent,
very
drinks.
Good drink, nice little buzzy drinks,
buzzy drinks,
little buzzy drinks,
buzzy drinks.
Okay, you care to expound on that?
No, that's the name of my bar.
Oh, okay,
really? Yeah, my new tavern, you know, buzzy drinks.
Okay, look,
don't.
When is that opening?
Don't pry, okay?
All right.
I'm hallucinating on caffeine.
It's still
this
in
morning,
the closet.
So, yeah. Still working on that one. Okay. Buzzy drinks.
All right.
Excellent. Well, yeah. I got this this track.
Oh, you got another track?
I was going to go on this. I was going to go on this big rant. Today. I never do, but this time I was. About Christian nationalism. You know, it's going to be a topic on this program constantly. 334 is a track I want to play for you from the Daily Show. Okay. We'll play it again when I do the rant on this Christian nationalism thing. But we're going to talk about embryos and being children. Let's check it out.
This morning, a first-of-its-kind decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that could put families' access to fertility treatments in the post-Roe era at risk. The case in question involved a patient who managed to access the freezer storing frozen embryos at an Alabama fertility clinic. The patient picked up multiple embryos and mistakenly dropped and destroyed them. The state's high court says that patient can now be held liable in a wrongful death lawsuit. The court determining frozen embryos qualify as people under its state law, ruling unborn children are children without exception based on developmental stage.
That's right, the bar has been moved again. From now on in Alabama, life begins when a man notices his first cousin is hot. Just to clarify what's happening here, tens of thousands of women have children using IVF every year. And since it's not possible to do that without creating some excess embryos, the state of Alabama has now ruled that starting a family is basically murder. You know, pro-life. And the way this ruling happened is so crazy. This wasn't even intentional. They just dropped a test tube. You know, back in my day, we had something called the 5-second rule, and it was sacred. Sorry, but it's just weird to say that frozen embryos are legally the same as children. Last time I checked, you're not allowed to store kids in the freezer. And yeah, I have checked, and now I'm on some kind of CPS watch list. Don't get me wrong, embryos are extremely precious to potential parents, but technically they're just jizz and eggs. That's not a child, that's an appetizer at a very avant-garde Brooklyn restaurant.
Strange stuff, isn't it? A Daily Show, not Jon Stewart. Okay.
Well, he's there once a week now. Mondays or Fridays?
Yeah, Monday.
Okay.
So it should have been Friday, really, kind of, you know, cap the weekend, start off with Jon Stewart.
Maybe.
You know, I have a Jon Stewart song. Jon Stewart is God. Somebody put a song together called Jon Stewart is God, and I'll bring that in. We'll play that again.
Yeah. We gotta check that out.
But anyway, that's their take on the embryo discussion. I can't believe we're even having this discussion. What a strange, bizarre new world we have here.
Yeah, now there's a lake in Death Valley.
Yeah, throw out the, you know, hell freezes over. There's a lake in Death Valley, folks.
Well, what about the embryo guy that he actually fathered like 18 kids in
the same city.
Oh, yeah. And so some bizarre. Of them even had sex together.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They admitted it.
Hey. Yeah. We are all out of time for this Friday and for this week. Thanks to Catherine Lake for joining us from the Berkey up there.
That's
also
right.
Rocker, thank you very much. Have a great weekend with Max Inc. Our thanks to Sam Davison for pushing all the buttons just the right way. And for John Peterson, I'm Gordy Young. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration promising tough new sanctions on Russia today. And while Under Secretary of State Victoria...